Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Brad. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. There he is, Lofa. There's our guy.
Joe, nice to meet you, man.
Great to meet you too, Lofa. Yeah, thank you guys for having me so much. Huge Hawks fan, Kraken fan, Sonics fan, just all Seattle sports. So it's great to be on with you guys. And
Joe works in the candy store, everybody. Joe is there at Simply Seattle, and Lofa and I can announce on this episode that Simply Seattle is our newest sponsor here on Believe in Seahawks, which is now Believe in Seahawks, brought to you by Simply Seattle. They're our title sponsor, and so we wanted to get Joe on here, not only to talk about Simply Seattle, but also the really cool partnership that you guys have going on with Food Lifeline for Giving Tuesday. Joe, do you want to take us through that?
I'd love to, Brad. Thank you. So for those who don't know, Simply Seattle is a locally owned Seattle team shop. So we do Seahawks, we do Kraken, we do Seattle Storm, we do Mariners. But our big calling card is the Sonics. We're the largest Seattle Sonics team shop in the world. And for years, it's just been our mission to keep the dream alive, keep people talking Sonics, repping Sonics, and just being that online presence for the Supersonics. So,
they're coming back.
They're coming back. It's just going to be a couple more years, and we'll have them back.
Lofa right now, everybody, if you want to go to our Instagram and check out Lofa's Zoom window, he's rocking a Simply Seattle Sonics hat right there. That you
it's
guys
a good looking hat.
Online. I'm a big hat guy over here. I appreciate the hookup and the shirt and the sweatshirt too, man. I'm going to get down there and I'm going to buy some more stuff.
Yeah, we'll have you in soon. Maybe next week, come by and we'll do a little private shopping. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Lofa, like I said, he works in the candy store. Like everything Seattle sports is right there. Producer Katie and I stopped by when we were in Seattle just this last week. And like, I mean, we were going nuts in there. I'm rocking a hoodie right now today. Yeah. That is part of the 25 for 25, which is what I was referring to. And they're $25 hoodies. Lofa, which first of all, like you guys, when can you ever get a hoodie for $25 period, let alone a hoodie with these exclusive designs that are you can only get from Simply Seattle? And the $25 hoodie, it also triggers something where it donates 25 meals to people who need it most through Food Lifeline, right, Joe? So I mean, guys, like buy a hoodie for you and your friends and then get to tell your friends that it also does this really cool thing for people who need it, you know?
Yeah. So this is the second year we've partnered up with Food Lifeline during December to donate meals. And we're calling it 25 for 25, Brett, like you explained. For every $25 hoodie sold on our site from now through December 15th, we're donating 25 meals to Food Lifeline. Wow. And all those meals go to folks in Western Washington. Food Lifeline has a partnership with a bunch of different food banks and shelters and different organizations that help get those meals to people who really need them, especially during the, you know, the colder months, the holiday season, when things are often a little tight for people. So it's a really cool partnership. Yeah, super cool partnership. Yesterday, we dropped a bunch of new designs a bunch of new drops. So there's some fresh hoodies to choose from. We got some old classics in the collection as well, but a bunch of fun new Seattle sports themed designs to pick from. So it's a great opportunity to, you know, grab a cool new hoodie and give back to people in the community a bit.
Well, and everybody, because they are our sponsor and, you know, we are now in the family here. They've given us a special promo code for our listeners only. Use promo code BELIEVE, spelled our way, LOFA.
B-L-E-A-V.
And then put the number 10 after it, 10. So BELIEVE, 10. And you get 10% off of your purchase there at simplyseattle.com. And so, you know, hey, buy four sweatshirts, they take the 10% off, you know, and that if you bought four sweatshirts, Lofa, that would donate 100 meals. So come on, yes. Everybody, holiday shopping time. I mean, who doesn't have Seattle sports fans in your family? Come on, you know, and these designs are exclusive and awesome. So Joe, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for everything you're doing for Food Lifeline. Thank you for jumping on board and sponsoring the show. Couldn't be happier about it. I don't know anything else. I mean, should we talk Seahawks or do you want to not throw up on the air?
Oh my God. Yeah. The rest of this NFL season is going to be me checking my fantasy team and that's about it. So I'm in NBA mode now. I'm in basketball mode. NBA now. Mode. Looking forward to next year. You know,
I still believe we got what says a 1% chance. And so I'm not giving up hope until they say, hey, it's a 0% chance, but
so you're saying fair. There's a chance.
That's fair. Yeah.
But Joe, man, I can't wait to meet you. I'm going to come by next week. And yeah, I got my eyes on a couple. I saw that Ken Griffey, the MLB logo with the backwards hat. That thing's filthy. Yeah. And then Sean Kemp and Gary Payne, of course, you know, the glove
totally.
And Rain Man. Those are the ones I'm going to be getting to.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. We'll see you. We'll see you next week sometime. Come through.
All right,
Joe, man. You're the man, dude. Thank you so much. We're going to go do the rest of the episode. And awesome. We'll see you soon, man. Cause I'm coming back in up there and you're going to have to check my pockets before I leave.
Yeah. Oh, we will. Oh, for sure.
All right. Cool.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care, Joe.
Take care, you guys. See ya.
Let's get this crowd going. Now, come on. Get him up. Get him up. Get him up.
Hawks on three. 1, 2, 3.
Lofa Tatupu is up in the mix.
Go Hawks.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Takes the snap. He's going to throw down the middle. What a catch!
It's intercepted by Lofa Tatupu.
Holy catfish!
Hey, that's great football now!
It's gonna work now. Let's keep playing.
Who's got my back?
I got your back.
That's Lofa.
My player.
Trouble plant. Thunder. All one. Ready. Play.
Russell looking.
Go Hawks.
Russell scrambling.
Go Hawks.
Pump faking.
Go Hawks.
Still looking. Now he spins out.
We got a fly, baby.
35 40. Down the far sideline. He's still moving. He's gonna go.
Yes! Go!
20. 10. They do it again.
Touchdown!
Touchdown!
Podcast on the Believe Sports Network, brought to you for the first time officially by Simply Seattle. Everybody, check them out, simplyseattle.com. Use our promo code BELIEVE10 for 10% off of your purchases and get in on this 25 for 25 thing that they've got going on for charity for Food Lifeline going on through December. Awesome, awesome deal they got going on and just really cool stuff they're doing in the community. So shout out to Simply Seattle. Lofa, you ready to do the show?
Let's do it, partner.
All right. Well, on this week's episode, guys, I don't have a plan again because every time I started to write one and sit down to write one, I got so depressed that I had to just stand up and walk around. And I just finally threw my hands in the air and said to producer Katie, that's it. I can't do it. I'm just going to light up the mics and talk to my pal because I am officially depressed. But it sounds like Lofa thinks there's still some hope. So we'll get into it here on the show. If you guys have questions, comments, or want to send emails, you can do that anytime. SeahawksPod@gmail.com. That's SeahawksPod@gmail.com. Also, hit us up on any social media at Believe in Seahawks. All right, Lofa. Well, we were at the Queen Anne Beer Hall together, watching it with a bunch of Seahawks fans, commiserating with a bunch of Seahawks fans. General thoughts on the game? How are you feeling today?
Not awesome, you know? But we were at the Queen Anne Beer Hall. Shout out to them. Everybody showed up because we do have to talk about One Love Foundation.
We did some good,
even though we didn't see too much good go down on the field. So raise some money for Katie and Brett. you know, everybody that was a part of it, our boys from Release the Show. Mm-hmm. So thank you to everybody that put that on. Now, the game. Beyond frustrating. I mean, I guess the lone highlight was Sheem blocking a kick. I've never seen a guy block a kick, catch it, and then run 70 yards.
Yeah, amazing.
He made history. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that was my best memory from that game.
Yeah, I mean, me too, man. I mean, Tyler Lockett, there was a good catch. Jamal Adams had a pick. Sheem, like you said. But other than that, it was like just I don't know. I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this team, you know. DK Metcalf only has one target in the game, one catch.
He was open a lot, too.
What's happening? Russell Wilson, guys, I mean, a lot of people making excuses for him. I'm just going to say it. Making excuses for him. Talking about, oh, maybe he shouldn't have come back too soon, or maybe this is wrong, maybe that's wrong. Guys, what's wrong is he's not hitting open receivers, and they're not capitalizing on opportunities. The fourth and one, Lofa, I think, didn't I send you the screenshot? People have been circulating this screenshot online. There was a fourth and one, and at the bottom of the screen, DK, the quarterback is off of him by like 12 yards at least. And everyone's just like, hey, throw him the ball. Let's get this first down. Let's keep going. Instead, we're just slamming it into the line, getting stuffed. No run game. Russ looks out of sorts. The defense is, I guess, a bright spot. However,
hey, no, defense, they played their ass off. I know. Yeah.
No, they're competing.
Yeah. It's kind of the same story.
Yep.
We're just
out there too long.
You know, the last 10 minutes of the game, we lose it because we're gassed.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been there before. It's a tough spot to be in. But that's where you rely on turnovers. You know, you got to get more of them. And, you know, that's the thing with interceptions, like just like Jamal's, it was, you know, Bobby had great coverage, tipped the ball, but, you know, possibly our MVP right now, Diggs, smokes the tight end. Ball pops up right into Jamal's hands. And, you know, you can't always control getting interceptions, but, you know, for the other 79 plays, however many of them were runs, the ball carrier's got to get tackled. So, like, let's get a punch or a swipe at the ball then. You know, that's something you can control.
Quandre Diggs is someone that you can bet on. And speaking of Bet Online, Lofa.
Smooth.
Bet Online. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the rest of the NBA season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, everybody, remains your number one spot for all of the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code.
Believe 50.
That's right.
B-L-E-A-V 50.
Yeah, Bet Online, where the game starts. Yeah, I mean, Quandre Diggs is great. And I'm trying to think of – I had something to say before I went to the live read. And now, of course, it's flown out of my head. I think, dude, I'm just frustrated because everybody's making excuses for this team. I'm seeing, you know, injury excuses. Guys, we were playing the Washington football team with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback, okay? I think Taylor Heinicke is a great story. He's obviously a good player. But, guys, we have a $100 million quarterback on our team who didn't take a break from football and didn't get found on the street and come back into the league. And, by the way, the Washington team is dealing with injuries also. Chase Young is out, right? I mean, you know, yeah, Chris Carson's out. I know we have injuries too, but so do they. Mm-hmm. So the real questions are, why are these other teams with Colt McCoy and Taylor Heinicke able to beat Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks? Is it coaching? Is it personnel? Is Ron Rivera able to fire his guys up in a way that Pete Carroll isn't able to fire our guys up right now? What's going on?
I mean, I think when you look at where we're lacking, it's on the offensive side of the ball. And it's not personnel. You know, we got, just like you said, DK, Lockett, but there is one main component missing from this, Chris Carson. And it's the same thing that happened last year when I was telling everybody, like, watch out. In the middle of the season, we had a lull. You know, Chris Carson's a guy, because this old line's good. They're solid. But, you know, Alex Collins and they've all been banged up too. Homer was out of the game. I mean, it's like, you know, it's running back by committee, and they all kind of have different styles. None of them have the style that Chris Carson has, just straight up. If there's not a hole, I'm going to make one. And, you know, that's what put us on top when Marshawn was here. Mm-hmm. You know, that and a, you know, unbelievable defense. But it's, and when that is going, everything opens up for the offense. Every play works, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. When can we start whispering about number three, though, a little bit more?
Whispering what?
Guys, listen, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, Lofa, because I've been reading Twitter, and I know there's people on my side on this. I think he's done, and I think he's been done for a few years. I think people have seen this coming for a bit.
What do you mean?
He cooked through the first half of last year and then did not cook for the second half of last year. Let's not forget, everybody, this is the offensive coordinator that Russell Wilson wanted. Okay.
What do you mean done?
How's it going so far? What do I mean?
Elaborate done? On done. Yeah. What are you done? Like not going to play in the league? Are you talking about?
I don't mean not going to play in the league, but I don't know if he's going to play for the Seahawks much longer. How much longer does he play on this team? And by the way, if he does go to another team, what does that even look like? He is not the Russell Wilson that he was his first 4 or 5 years in this league. I understand that we all get older, but guys, I think if we're really being honest with ourselves, this has been building for a couple of seasons now in a row.
Look, he's not healthy. I mean, let's just start there.
But has he been healthy I don't think he's been healthy for you know what it was, Lofa? I think it was do you remember the game after I think it was after the Patriots Super Bowl, maybe the very next season, he got a real bad ankle and knee thing in a Miami game. I believe it was against Miami, and he kept playing through it. I don't think he's been the same ever since that injury. I don't know. I mean, and of course, he can't fault him for that, but he doesn't get out of, he doesn't escape the way he used to. He doesn't make plays the way he used to. He's slow. He tucks the ball and takes sacks. I mean, come on. That sack at the end of the game against the Redskins.
I'll tell you, there is a definite difference in his play style. But you know, you go back and the year I was coaching 15, he went off on that streak, it was like 30 touchdowns and like two interceptions. You know, the majority of that was done from the pocket. And so I don't know if that mentally changes the way someone approaches the competition or the playing field, because that's what he was being asked to do. And, you know, so do we just start designing plays to get him out of the pocket and get him on the move? So now it's like get back into that rhythm, like creatures of habit type thing. But he's not healthy. I mean, he's missing some throws that, you know, if with a healthy left hand, he probably can make with his other arm. But
I hear you, dude. I mean, I know it's blasphemous. No. I understand. And I know the numbers and I know the stats and all of that stuff. But come on, like in terms of just wins, losses, taking this team to where it should be going, it's not happening. And it hasn't been happening for a few seasons. And I'm frustrated about it. I know a lot of people are frustrated about it. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe it's a reaction, you know, me. Come on.
There's a couple plays that he definitely wants back. Right. Like there's the third and five where he missed Everett. You know, I thought from the angle of the throw or the TV showed, I was like, Everett, you know, slide over, and it looked like he just put his hand out, but it was like 4 yards off the target. Like Everett was wide open. Remember, that was the one we were talking about?
Yeah.
Because then they showed it from another angle. I was like, oh yeah, that was a bad throw. What concerns me is like there's a couple reads that, you know, when we were live watching it, I was like, oh, they're playing two man, which you don't play two man against a mobile quarterback. That is a recipe to get your ass kicked. And it wasn't like they were doing it all game. They did it a couple times at the end. They were essentially daring. They're like, oh, we know he's not going to run. Mm-hmm. That was what was being happened. And then because then they showed the end zone angle, and he dropped back. We were in empty. Remember, this is the big drive when we need it. And I mean, the whole middle of the field's open. You could walk for 10 yards, never mind run for 20. Mm-hmm. And what happened the next play? We came right back, went empty. And I think that was by design to see if they were going to do two man again. And they were. And what did Russ do? I guarantee he runs it. He dropped back, took two steps and took off 15 yards. So there's, you know, some things like that. Like as soon as you notice it's two man, it's a no brainer. You got to go. And I've seen non-mobile quarterbacks even make that decision. Like, oh shit, two man, here we go. This is a first down. And so that, and then also we get down to the goal line. Remember I said, I think we're going to score. You know, and we did. I go, but I'm concerned about our 2-point play selection. First of all, because we never ran one, right? So
not so far this season.
But on top of it, it's pretty much a two-point conversion is really what it comes down to, is like a short yardage goal line situation. It's a short yardage where, you know, we haven't been the strongest. And but what do? We sit back, and your boy DK wide open on that fucking play too.
Yep.
And then even Swain, even Swain was open like a second or two earlier. And it's like, I don't really fault Russell for that one. That I really think more of a play design or play calling on that one is like, yo, get him out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Because if it's three yards, Russell's going to pick it up.
This Shane Waldron thing is not working out, Lofa. I mean, they could have cut bait with this maybe earlier in the season. It is not working out. He is not Sean McVay. And I mean, even with Geno in, it's just like the offense is just, it's not as flashy as it should be, especially with the talent that's on offense. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's the ability to make adjustments is just hasn't been there. Like whether you start off and you're doing well and you sustain it, or you're okay, they shut us down the first half. Now we know how to, pivot and attack. And I haven't seen it.
It's hard to play against other teams or watch other teams in the NFL where when they line up for a must-have two-point conversion, it's not as if it's like a trick play, but you'll see them do something tricky. They'll get like a tight end will sneak out and be wide open when you have to have it. And like to your point, we just drop back and try to let Russ pick someone out in a congested end zone. It just doesn't seem like a recipe.
But we were hammered, and I heard about 8 different better play calls at that table we were sitting at.
on Sunday. That we were just drawing up on napkins.
We were just sitting there. Well, what about this one? Yeah. I mean, like. Yeah. Yeah, give us the Tebow jump pass. Give us, there was so many things thrown out there.
I know. Put in a D lineman and throw it to him. I don't know. Let him run it. Like, how about, fridge style or something? Like, anything to have some fun, create some energy, and maybe, some success. Lofa, now.
Quarterback throwback, right?
Get us out there. The Philly special.
The Philly special.
Yeah. Lofa, I'm glad we're on a Zoom meeting so that you can't physically reach across the table and choke me out or anything, because I'm about to go down a path that I don't know if you'll like, but Seahawks fans
can do it spiritually
are asking these questions. And as the fan on this show, it is my duty to be the voice of the fan. Okay. So at what point, listen, a lot of people just talk about Russ, all the things he's into off the field, the sort of things that might be taking his attention away. I mean, a lot of these questions are being asked, and with the lack of success of the team this year, I think it's fair to ask, are those things distractions? Have they become distractions too much? And where do we go from here? Because I mean, at this rate and the way that they're playing, I don't know if I see him on this team much longer.
What things? What do you mean? You think he's gone Hollywood like Rick Vaughn?
Buddy,
Major League Two?
I mean, look, I know he probably doesn't run his own Instagram, but putting up ads for his wife's fragrance during the season when the season's not going very well is not a great look for your quarterback. I mean, it's one of those things that just when things aren't going well, they're easy to point out and easy to look at, and they don't look great, and it annoys fans.
That's just being a good husband.
You're right. You're right, but
I'm just kidding. Rach doesn't listen to this show.
Is it?
Nah, what's he doing, man?
I mean, dude, this is, it's like hard to talk about and it's weird, but it's like, guys, like what happened to the days where football players just played football and they were in it 100% and they didn't care about social media and all that? Because then at least when you're losing, the perception is that they're doing everything they can to get back to it. Russell stands at the podium every week and gives us the same Russell sound bites that he's always given us. But then we turn on the games and it's not translating. And then you turn on his social media and you see all the distractions or perceived distractions.
Yeah, no, I get that. I mean, it's a different, especially this day and age, but it's a definite different lifestyle. He's a superstar, man. I know that question is going to come up when, he's not performing or playing well. And it just, for me, I keep going back to, he's not healthy. That finger is not. And so what do you do? That's really more my concern. You're not gonna put in Geno.
Like, I love the soap opera behind the scenes. That's my concern. That's what I'm into.
Well, man. I mean, but like you're saying, when he goes to the podium, is he still gonna believe in the things he's saying? Like, because We're going to find out. We got six games left, and like, we're not out of it, but the whole, hey, we can do this. I mean, this is the time to shine then. This is the time to show it. Cause I mean, you got the leadership, him, and you got Bobby Wagner right there with you, man. So, and they had an all players meeting, I think a week ago. And I mean, they fought their ass off this last game. So I was proud of that, but you know,
well, let me point out a comparison, like a guy like Aaron Rodgers, right? Who I'm not really a fan of his personality so much, but in terms of play on the field, like, I mean, look at all the distractions the Green Bay Packers have faced this year in terms of him, and they just keep rolling on. So it's like some guys are kind of able to do it and then some aren't. And to me, I think Russ is a bit distracted. And I also want to ask you, because you played for Pete and you know Pete and you know Russ too. Like, are there sort of same old sound bites falling on deaf ears when it comes to the team? Like, because these are two guys that kind of are always just saying the same thing. And with fans, it's starting to fall on deaf ears. It's like, yeah, guys, you'll execute next week. Sure.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we're going to see how many people in that building believe in the, what do they call it, the program, even though it's an organization. We're going to see, you know, and like, that's what's tough is like, you know.
You love to see Russ just come out and scream and yell at the podium, though, one time. I mean, wouldn't you feel better as a fan if after that game he came to the podium and like knocked it over and was just like, I'm pissed as hell. He pulls a network. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I mean, that's what the fans want. Like, I feel like fans want to grab Russell by the shoulders and go, snap out of it. Snap out of this robotic thing and give us some emotion and some fire and that Russell with a beard that I always talk about. I miss that guy.
Well, I mean, you know what? Like, the, you know, speaking of emotion, remember the Colts game?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he was out there, you know, spitting that thing and, you know, fist pumping. And like, we were talking about it. I was like, yo, this is a Russell we haven't seen before. And then, so you wonder how much of is it, you know, with the injury, because he's played with injuries before, but not one that really affected the throwing motion. So, I mean, even he played through a grade 2 strained pec, like that, you know, a lot of guys would sit 3-4 weeks out with, and he played well. So like, I'm guessing this is like his first injury that's like, oh shit, like this is new. Like, I can't throw the ball right now. This is very new to me.
Well, I mean, the question is, I'll move on. It's kind of like, where do we go from here? I guess, you know, we got another game coming up against San Francisco and we'll preview that on our next episode this week. But in terms of just the overall team, like if they can't turn this around, Lofa, because I mean, you would think, oh, we got a high draft pick if this season doesn't go that great. Well, nope, don't forget that draft pick goes to the Jets for Jamal Adams. So it just kind of seems like we've dug ourselves into a hole here. And I'm not sure organizationally where we go if they can't turn this thing around against the Niners starting this week.
I agree. I don't know what you're going to add on that one.
Enough said. Enough said, everybody. Before we get out of here, let me let you know about another sponsor, brand new to the show, everybody. They're called Lightbox. Say goodbye to dull gifts because Lightbox lab-grown diamonds are the brightest gift of the year. So they use cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques. They've cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds that you can find. They're about $800 per carat, so considerably cheaper than traditional diamonds. But the thing is, guys, is that these don't have any of the problems that the diamond industry has, if you catch my drift. These are all super eco-friendly, and they're made in a lab. And Lofa, if people are getting comfortable with the idea of their meat and steaks being grown in a lab, then why not diamonds? Okay. So Lightbox, everyone, this holiday season, when you're looking to buy some gifts and everything, visit lightboxjewelry.com. Add some sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's lightboxjewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. Lofa, also, we need to zone in here because, like I said, the Niners are coming up next. And, I mean, maybe you could just tease for us and we could zone in on what the key to victory is going to be. I think it's going to be, luck, maybe. I don't, maybe we could put a four-leaf clover in our cleats. I don't know. What do you got for us as we zone in on that game?
I'd be surprised if they don't come out and run it 40 times. And that's not an exaggeration. Them.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah. I mean, we need to, too.
They have become one of the most dangerous teams You know, in the National Football League, in our conference for sure. I mean, especially the way they beat the hell out of the Rams. Like, that was ugly a couple weeks ago. And they're gaining confidence. And that's the part where it's like towards the end, you know, we see teams fall off or start to thrive. These guys are thriving. So, you know, and we'll talk about it in a few minutes, but that run game has got me worried.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, check out Zone In CBD, everybody. ZoneInCBD.com. Use our promo code BELIEVE for 20% off of your purchases at Zone In CBD. Wait, what is it? Why did Katie give me a look? Believe 20. Oh, it's Believe 20 now? Isn't it? Local? What? Who didn't tell me? No, it's just Believe.
Just Believe. For 20% off.
Ay, 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 Katie. Sorry. Who put a look from producer Katie in the prompter? Hit the theme song, everybody. We're getting out of here. That's a wrap, guys. If you have questions, comments, or also believe that Russ is in any way, hit us up. SeahawksPOD@gmail.com. What is wrong with the Seahawks, guys? What is wrong with Russell Wilson? What is your opinion? Should Jamal, what should we do with Jamal Adams? We need to talk about Jamal in that contract. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let us know your thoughts on social media at Believe in Seahawks or SeahawksPOD@gmail.com. Lofa, break us down on this episode, sir.
Okay, shout out. Okay, we'll do this one. Our first ever title sponsor. Thank you, Katie and Brett, for making the magic happen. Simply Seattle. You know, get a hoodie and do a lot of good. So, Simply Seattle on three. Shout out to our sponsor. One, two, three.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.